Be aware, I'm going to start sounding a little winded during the course of this interview. That's because I had to bust out my sneakers to track down the walk in progress near Greenbrier and Normal Road, which is just off campus. The walk this year was followed by a discussion on the topic of implicit bias, and you'll hear shortly how some student leaders define that term. The Unity Walk began 5 years ago, following protests in Missouri over the death of Michael Brown, a resident of Ferguson, Missouri. Brown was killed by a police officer, resulting in national news, and tense relations between the community and law enforcement. NIU leaders felt a walk in Northern Illinois could bring together different groups of people who make up the campus community. And this walk included police officers, community members, parents with strollers, faith leaders, and student leaders on campus.
My name is Daryl Howard. I'm the Vice President of Operations for the Campus Activity Board.
Okay, why'd you come out tonight?
We came out to support the Unity Walk.
Can you explain in your words what you think implicit bias means and how it's affected your life?
I mean, honestly, it affected my life, bad. It just took out all judgment that I have on different groups of people, basically. It helped me just to interact with different ethnicities.
If you had to define what it was, what's implicit bias? What does that mean?
Implicit bias, basically, having your own opinion based off stereotypes or anything that you have heard based on a different group of people.
You're here at NIU, mm-hmm. and it's kind of the start of the school year a little bit. Do you feel like it's been an inclusive environment for you?
I wouldn't say so.
Where do you think change needs to occur? Is it in the classroom? Is it in organizations? Is it in the residence halls? Or just walking up and down the street, certain neighborhoods?
I wouldn't say so much of a change. I would just say more so of progression. So take all those different avenues, whether from the residence hall, the student leaders, inside the classroom, just be more vocal about that we're trying to expand on the Unity, because it's like, if you don't know about it, you're not really going to pay that much attention to it, because it's a lot of people that's out here in their own world. Like, they're not really cognitive of what's going on. So it's like, the more awareness that we can spread, therefore by doing walks like this, the better progress we'll make.
What do you think your individual role is as a student? What do you think you can do to improve inclusiveness on campus?
With my personality, it's infectious. So I'm the type of person, I talk to any and everybody. It doesn't really matter to me. So basically, just being the individual that I am, so I know I can tie different groups of people into with each other. So,
are you happy with the turnout? Do you think there's a lot of different groups on campus here who could benefit from this walk?
Oh, of course. I actually didn't expect this much. So, yeah, I definitely am surprised with the turnout.
What do you think this walk actually means? What is the point of doing a walk like this for people to see it?
I mean, I feel like it basically shows people, like, all right, one, they see people that may look like them, and then they see people that don't look like them. So, one, they're going to question, like, what's really going on? So maybe when the next time they see something going on along like this, they'll maybe want to get involved. So basically, that much more awareness is going to be spread.
And what would you say to people who are afraid to enter into the discussion on diversity on campus? What if they're scared to participate? What if it comes up in the classroom and they're like, oh, I'm afraid of saying something wrong or offending someone?
Basically, just be respectful of yourself and just respectful of the people around you, and take your cool head off, because we are all the same. We all here for the same reason. We all trying to accomplish the same goal.
My name is Maggie Hitchcock. So I am the treasurer for NIU's LGBTQA organization, PRISM, and we find it very important to show up for things that promote campus unity, because we want to show that we are here to participate and collaborate whenever possible about things that involve inclusivity, diversity, and just promoting general well-being here on campus. So
there's some students that maybe topics come up in the classroom or with a roommate, and it makes them super uncomfortable because they're afraid of saying the wrong thing.
Okay.
So what advice would you have for someone who is just, it's not that they don't want to talk about unity and diversity and inclusiveness, but they're afraid of saying the wrong thing?
NIU is really great in the sense that it provides a lot of resources for campus talks, opportunities for diversity. PRISM is an open and public club that we allow the community to come and meet with us, and they can talk with us about efforts towards inclusivity. And also, Google's your friend, right? Anybody can go at searching and learning more and kind of trying to come prepared to those conversations.
Implicit bias. What does that mean to you?
Implicit bias to me means that, you know, because all of us, you know, share a variety of identities and privileges, you know, sometimes based on our own experiences, we can carry implicit bias or just privilege and fail to acknowledge the way that certain situations and certain access is denied for certain populations and marginalized groups. So implicit bias can just be the way that that can exist in our minds and we don't know it's there. So we got to work to, you know, get through that and listen to other people, listen to different groups.
Is it the role of someone to call out implicit bias?
Is it the role of someone to call out implicit bias?
Like, if you see it or experience it, how?
Yeah.
What do you do?
If you feel safe to do so, if you can, I think absolutely. Activism looks a lot of different ways. If you feel comfortable and safe to have conversations with people, that's a great way to teach. But safety has always got to be the priority for a person because, you know, their rights, you know, can be infringed and we want people to be safe, you know.
Anything else you would like to add about what you think about this walk that we didn't get to touch on?
I appreciate NIU for, I think they always try, and I just hope they always continue to try.